What up, world? Welcome to Africa Very Special. ABS keeps you locked in to the best sounds from in and around Africa for a whole hour. So you're going to be listening to stuff from East Africa, West Africa, North Africa, okay. South Africa, whatever part of Africa you're from, we got to celebrate you. So keep it locked to ABS and make sure you don't touch it, because if you do, where you going? Where you going? It's about to be a vibe.
Go. I keep it turned to Africa Very Special. Tune in.
Hey guys, what's up? It is Africa Very Special O'Clock and my name is Rashina. You can find me on all socials at Rashina from Accounting. And I'm happy to announce that it is another fortnight and we're about to get into the music of this space. This is a sub-Saharan African continent, and of course what we'll be bringing you is quality conversations in the space of music, because of course we are the custodians of music culture. Channel 189. Now, of course, there'll be conversations on ABS Spits Up. We have sound check. We'll be checking out the sounds. We'll be checking out Wagwan. What's going on in space? You know, who's tuning what and what's tuning who? Everything else in between, from album watch to EPs and all these scintillating singles right here on the sub-Saharan African continent. My name is Rashina, just in case you're wondering and you haven't seen this before. This is ABS. And of course, what we do here is document and of course, escalate the narrative of the sub-Saharan African continent sonically. On that note, stick around, there's more conversations coming through and through. This is Africa Very Special, and we'll be right back.
What's up, continent?
Burna Boy wins 63rd Grammy Award.
D.Y. Savage delivers mind-blowing performance on SNL. If it's happening, then we're right in the middle of it. People, stories, you name it, it's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
On Africa Very Special.
Powered by Pop Central TV.
All right, guys, welcome to my first story here on What's Up Continent. I'm going to start with the fact that in Nigeria, a slew of young and emerging artists and rappers are exploring the gritty Southern American trap sound in enterprising ways. And they're doing this really greatly. They're doing this with Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa, and whatever ways they can do this with. Many artists now are doing heavy fusion. So you see things like trap music with indigenous sound. You know, you hear things like what you usually hear from the Ladoju sisters, with Fela, and they're bouncing that up with fresh, new, amazing, narratives, and they're mixing that. So it feels like music in itself has become so universal and so fluid, and you almost cannot tell what sound is from where. It's still beginning, right? And it's not really the biggest thing in the world, but Afro Trap Naija has become a major thing. Not deferring to the culture that is African music, because I feel like African music does have a patent sort of, when you listen to it, when you hear it, you can already tell that this is Afrobeat and it is a spectrum that has this every other thing. What am I saying, yeah? We're gonna be meeting some of the geniuses that are championing the new wave of Afro Trap here in Naija.
It's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
All right, we're starting the conversation with Cycle YP, arguably one of the most visible torchbearers of today. Cycle YP is a young rapper from Nigeria's capital, Abuja. Now, of course, he's embodied the genre in its truest form. And this didn't start now. It started from the grapevines of SoundCloud, when he started doing, music. In 2016, he dropped his debut, EP titled Lost in Sauce. And that sort of just, went on to lay the groundwork for his music trajectory here in the music space in general. I feel like Cycle YP is doing such a great job, mixing indigenous, languages with already what is known, with influences like Lil Biggie and, of course, influences like Lil Yachty right now, who are major, major pioneers of trap, doing it westernly and, of course, mainstream. Not like this is in any, in any form of mainstream, but, of course, it is still beginning and it feels like, there's more than, Cycle YP and the rest of the other, artists who are doing this majorly for trap music here in Nigeria can do. And of course, it's just the start of something new, right? We check out this particular, visual from him where he's singing his heart out here, and we'll be right back.
It's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
I'm gonna roll, I really had to go tell myself that I can't be grown. They didn't really try to take my soul, so them I ain't never letting go. But it a price is right, yeah. I might give up my life this night. I just use all of the money to cop me a chain, yeah. They think I'm deranged, yeah. I just wanna pull up in a range, yeah. This going insane, I did it, I do. Spark a J in the back of the room. On the road, I be back in a kilo. All this money, they call me the Nero. Zero the hero, I should've waited for this to pop, yeah. In a box, again, out of the box,
yeah. It's what's up, continent, keeping it 100.
We move on to Zilly Oak. Zilly Oak's an Abuja native, and of course, he is a profound member of the hip-hop collective Apex Village. Now, of course, Zilly Oak is one of the major artists that's doing it really cool and, you know, snazzy in Abuja. And I think that Abuja, you know, music, there's a lot of, you know, subcultures in that area, you know, but it's still beginning. It's not escalated as much, you know, as Lagos, whereas there's Lagos where the conversation is heavy and it's in heavy doses, right? You know, there's different kinds of music everywhere. You know, subcultures are popping up everywhere. You can't really keep up, you know, but there's also Abuja where all of that is happening. But I would say it's a mild dose. But of course, we check this, you know, song by Zilly Oak, and, you know, real quick, we'll just see what he's about. We'll be here. Still, what's up, continent? I'm still giving you the update.
It's what's up, continent? Keeping it 100.
I said, shorty, what it do? Big body wanna ride like a coupe. She wanna smoke L's, cause it makes us two. Told her come through, let me get that W. Cause everything nice and everything cool. I move smooth, swear like a criminal. I'm MJ when I'm rocking on the tune. Backslide when I'm walking on the moon. See, baby, this your way, sick it, boom, I do. Yeah, I'm just trying to get up, bring that boom, boom, boom. Got hella sex drive going vroom, vroom, vroom. You can tell that I'm the flies in the room, room, room. Told her we could go to Paris, so you zoom, zoom, zoom. Ooh, she got the keys to the mind. She sim, 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 I know she walking with the Zilla. African giant, yeah, the man, a gorilla. No Django, but I got my chance to reskill her.
It's what's up, continent, keeping it 100.
Wagwan, bet you enjoyed that one. Now, moving forward, right? Strafety is a Nigerian music producer who's also tilting very much in the Afro-trap, you know, Niger kind of genre as well. This is really great for him because he recently enabled and, of course, initiated his indie record label. This one is called Thirsty Worldwide. And, of course, that housed his first project in 2017. That was Vanilla Sky. Now, ever since then, Strafety has been seeing with, you know, other alternative artists who are also exploring the new wave of Afro-trap. People like Black Bones, you know, people like Psycho YP, like I mentioned earlier. We'll check out, you know, some of his work, and of course, just check it out real quick. We'll be here.
It's what's up, continent, keeping it 100.
Ha! I know y'all niggas was on something. I know you niggas are made by that. Hey, y'all niggas out my house. Y'all niggas make it right. Hey, that time, nigga.
Friends or foes, I don't really care about friends or foes. All I wanna do is be kind in my door. I don't really care. I don't really care.
Strapped from Nigeria with the lever. And a nigga so sick like malaria. With a thick back bitch, she from Ghana. And she bloke and a beast, that's the reaver. Strapped from Nigeria with the lever. Say your prayers when you see me with your sister. I be trapping, I just run up on my dealer. I be starting, boy, I'm coming for the lever. I'm from a place, no police, no ambulance. Flip a quarter brick, hit the lick, leave no evidence. Break your sis on her back, got her tweaking on her knees. And she swear she ain't never seen a nigga like me.
What's up, continent? Keeping it 100.
All right, we move on to Marv OTM. Marv OTM has a remarkable command of tone, and of course, his wordplay has really cleared a space for him in the burgeoning landscape of trap music here in Nigeria. I think he's such a phenomenal artist. Let's start with the fact that, you know, his EP, Up North, is the name of that EP, had heavy doses of pidgin English, and you would almost not tell that that's trap music, but then when you listen to it, you know, it's almost as if, you know, someone had gone to do trap music with Lil Wayne or one of those other OGs who, you know, pioneer trap music, and then they added Yoruba or some, you know, interesting indigenous Nigerian sauce, which is still ethnic to it. And I think that's where the world is really going, and, you know, Marv OTM definitely is on the radar for that, but only, you know, a burgeoning space, you know, in the landscape. It looks like there's so much more that they can do, and of course trap music is going to encompass everything else. We'll check this one out real quick, and of course when I come back, it is time for me to wrap up and move on to all the stories here on What's Up Continent.
It's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
I just rode another zoo, bitch, I'm on the move. Drop the check in Louis, hopping a whip, I'm on the move. Shawty trying to talk me down and she like a fluke. Niggas trying to beef, but I bet that shit is cute. Little bitch, I'm a dog, just look at the cars. Just Louis Vuitton, niggas came straight from Milan. We talking all that money, bitch, you got like 8 bands. Rain dance, nigga, watch my chains dance. Talk about
What's up, continent? Keeping it 100.
On the shows of great music, that's all we can take. But those are the guys that are contributing to the Nigeria trap music sphere. And of course, they've got more to offer, as you can clearly see. With only a burgeoning career that's only kicked off, you know, a few minutes ago, these guys are already changing things. And of course, the wave of African trap is on its way. And it's quite heavy. On that note, I'm going to have to wrap up things here and move on to my next story here on What's Up Continent. Stick around, there's more coming soon.
What's Up Continent?
Burna Boy wins 63rd Grammy Award.
D.Y. Savage delivers mind-blowing performance on SNL. If it's happening, then we're right in the middle of it. People, stories, you name it. It's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
On Africa Very Special.
Powered by Pop Central TV.
All right, Midder Arts, the man in charge of all your Afro pop covers. When I say covers, I feel like, you know, when I look at your covers and as someone who is an avid listener, an ardent listener of Afrobeat, what I want to get from it is the story behind the music. Now, the thing about covers is that it sort of is the, which literally is a cover, but it sort of is like the blueprint for what your project's going to really be like. Whether it's an EP or whether it's an album, you sometimes have 14 songs or 6 songs. And all these songs have different narratives, but in the end, they all encompass, you know, into something that is one, right? Which is a narrative that you're trying to pass on. Dura Arts does that for you. Now, of course, he's worked with the likes of Olamide and, of course, Fino, and even had conversations with a certain magazine that says Olamide actually wanted an album cover in 24 hours, and guess what? He delivered. Let's talk about Fino. Fino didn't even know what he wanted at first. There's a lot of back and forth, but, you know, I think that's where Dura Art really comes in, right? And that's where he begins to tell your story the way it is, visually representing, you know, the African narrative with different albums and different projects and body of work. Dura Art is eating up the space visually with album covers. All right, we're gonna move on to another story here on What's Up Continent. You can let me know if you enjoyed that one. Head on to our socials at This Is Pop Central and keep the conversation buzzing. We'll be right back.
It's What's Up Continent, keeping it 100.
This summer, Homecoming is partnering up with Manchester International Festival, and of course, some of our West African favorites are taking the stage, including Loje Music, of course, that is a talented young man. We're also going to be, you know, jamming to DJ OB, and of course, Midas the Jagger Band. Now, what I like about this is the fact that, you know, Homecoming is back, and is back with a sauce, right? A lot of African, you know, music in and out diasporas will be featured on there. And also, you can actually catch it virtually. You know, you can listen to it from your homes, your laptops, your PC, your smartphones, and whatever you're watching from, you know, and watch all the amazing acts, African acts, take up the space. And this is pretty much another, you know, preach platform that says Africa to the entire world. Now, that's all I can take here on What's Up Continent. Of course, you can find me on our socials at This Is Pop Central. You can let me know if there's any other events in the scape of music that you would like for me to chat about here on What's Up Continent. On that note, it's time for me to wrap it up here and move on to what? Soundcheck. What do you do? Welcome to Soundcheck. This is probably one of my favorite segments on the show, but all the parts of the segments actually are my favorite parts. No cap. We're starting off with West Africa. It's a very big place. It is where I live as well, and I'm very proud to be from here as well. We're starting off with Darko. Now, Darko is an amazing artist, and I just love, love, love the energy that she's exuding right now. Right now, in the space of music, music is really beginning to position itself as a source of confidence for a lot of artists. And believe it or not, it might seem like a brand approach to most of your strategy, but most of these people, or most of these creatives and these artists, are unapologetically, you know, living their truth and being a part of the conversation, influencing and creating major impact. Now, of course, we are going to start with Darko featuring Tion Wayne. They titled the song Slow Down. With over 462k views so far, only a matter of days, right? Well, check this one out. This is, of course, Slow Down by Darko featuring Tion Wayne. Let's check it out.
West Africa or not?
Say you're bad like Riri. I'ma take you to really. You say you see me for TV.
Yo,
in a black
Lamborghini. I got CC and GG all on my gums. I want VV and Rolls Royce to double R. Rolex that cost me leg and a half. When I switched up from Prem into Shangri-La. Off of Instagram, met her in Milan. LV cologne, this ain't no Pat Ribbon. French thing, big bum, says she's into man. So I might shoot shots, Zinedine Zidane. Stunt, skirt a Rolls Royce to the front. I used to link dead things up in Cunch. Now I'm with a link ting doing lunch. That's what she want, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bad like Riri. I'ma take you to Torini. You say you see me for TV in a blacked out guinea. Slow down for me, baby. Jojo, baby. I just wanna be here when I know me. Baby, make I give it to you slowly. Slow down for me, baby. Jojo, baby. I just wanna be here when I know me. Baby, make I give it to you slowly. Slow down for me, baby. Jojo, baby. I just wanna be here when I know me. Baby, make I give it to you slowly. Slow down for me, baby. Jojo, baby. I just wanna be here when I know you. Maybe make I give it to you slowly.
Has got you covered.
There, you enjoy that one? Yes, you did. Now, of course, we're moving on to the next song here in the West African continent. This is, of course, Mensa featuring Manifest. They've titled this one Question for the Gods. They're popping, you know, real soon, right? They're gonna pop real soon, but of course, they are emerging as well. So check this one out, show this one love. When we come back, it is still West Africa, and we're still checking the soundscape here before we have to take a flight or a new year bus, and you're here somewhere else, yeah? We'll be right back.
West Africa or not?
Hey, is these rappers making legit though? Gosh. Is it only weed you people smoke? Gosh. Who win the battle? Chicago or XO?
I wanna know, I wanna know, I wanna know.
It's how I'm living, reason why you trip. Is it true that truth is relative? You go Dubai, what you buy?
I wanna know, I wanna know, I wanna know.
What be the true meaning of respect?
Yeah, boy, dear.
Have you ever owned a tape cassette? Because I have asthma, I can't beat my chest.
I want no, I want no, I want no.
He be grimy, we go validate me. Is it Uber if you no get AC?
Uber.
If I no go church, would Jesus save me?
I want no, I want no, I want no.
How many people know you for your area? What do they fear more, COVID or malaria?
Fever.
Tell me, can you identify a labia?
In the left corner.
I want no, I want no, I want no.
Is this Slay Queens or B-Boys is slander?
Hit.
Rainy season, can I wear a jumper?
Rit.
It's your wife, your one and only, Ampa Ampa.
I want no, I want no, I want no.
Who they cause more, ECG or LGBT? Whose Netflix account is on that LG TV? Is Joe Shua coming to sell me TV?
I want no, I want no, I want no.
Who's the best though, Festo? Is he underrated? Did he pay big block when he collaborated? Is respect really better than a paycheck?
I want no, I want no, I want no.
Soundcheck has got you covered.
All right, we kick off the conversation from that one to Mr. Drew. He cited this one, Pain. I love this song. Wallahi, I do love the song. I'm not even gonna lie to you. You know, I like the song. I love that, you know, the synergy, you know, the beat was just so continuous. Now, this sounds like a ballad song. You know, it sounds like one of those, you know, Afro ballads. That's what I think. But of course, let's check it out. And of course, when we come back, it is time for us to wrap up the sound here in West Africa. We have more places to go to, more flights to catch, and of course, the boss doesn't wait for anyone. We'll be right back.
West Africa or not?
Pains. Pains. P-W-T. Pains.
C'est lié?
Just to take my heart and play. I catch on pop, but she say it's just a game. I feel my head by side, I don't know what to say. What to say, yeah, 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 yeah. In the other crowd, now we hear me say. Man, you're made in the pan, no big thing to say. She say, you're my farm, and I come with you.
Yeah,
Got you covered.
Ntakefawa Tselimasi. Do you know what that means? Guess what it means. All right, guys, I'm going to leave you guys to guess what it means. But of course, we're moving on to South Africa. And this is, of course, where we take on South African music. There was something about We Pretty Ugly. Pretty Ugly has started the song Soil with over 87K views so far a few days ago. In the visual, he actually has his mother, who's from Angola, like pretty much braiding his hair. And the song, you know, really goes, you know, beyond Africa, to be honest. And I feel like it goes beyond Africa because of the story and the narrative itself. So when you watch the visuals and when you listen to the sound, what you get is a base of African music that transcends, you know, even into other subcultures, because what he's talking about life, and life is universal. Let's check this one out here in the South African scape. When we come back, we are still listening to great music here on Africa Very Special. Trust me, you are.
West Africa or North?
I know some Cali dudes that wanna move to Cape Town. The ancestors of the Africans that they clown. Stay proud in the states where the slaves found. It's the same crown if you black or a shade brown. See, murder is the case now. Bullets on our back in the soil where our face found. Laid down, mama's cry is not a safe sound. The motherland is now the colonizer's playground. I know some dudes from New York that wanna move to Jersey or be I'm sorry. Lose your life for a courtly. Opi copy the other side of the story. Befriend the thoughty. That's advice from my dopey. Protect your copy. If you talk for your coffee, I'll tell you for free. There's no bosses or all streets. You don't got a ball, just make sure you got the floor seats lurking. Lesson one, it's not the drug, it's the person. Lesson number two, remember love's not perfect. Homie, don't you ever think a glove's not worth it. Your soul ain't clean, no a scrub's not working. Know some UK kings who got friends in Soweto. They from the ends, you can end in a ghetto. Look through their lens, you pretend you a scarecrow. Tryna spend M's on a Benz with my rev go. Tryna transcend what we meant for. Amen, all the young men need a mentor. I pray, or demand them comprehend more. Water your seeds, my friends see the stems grow.
Soundcheck has got you covered.
Still in South Africa, and I keep saying this to myself, Muzy is his only competition. That's the point. His competition is himself. Now, I never really thought that, you know, a clown riding a bicycle with balloons would, you know, catch my fancy. But this entire video is actually based on that. One narrative, one visual, and it just, you know, blows my mind every single time I'm watching it. This song is titled Fool's Love, and he's featured Black Rose. Let's check out the visuals. Something of the sort of, you know, unorthodox, something of the sort of contemporary, something of the sort of, you know, very Africa, very special, and something of the sort of sub-Saharan African continent. We'll be right back. It's still Soundcheck. You already know.
West Africa or North?
The requested number is not available at the moment. Please try again later. I've been feeling kinda lonely. Dream call, she comes through at night. Hey, tired of being lonely.
Need you right in my crib tonight.
Hey, hey, oh.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I just wanted to know about like our date. Like, is it?
Sorry. I'm with my boyfriend right now. Can I call you later?
Has got you covered.
All right, we move on to Sego. Sego is, you know, a United States-born citizen of the United States, but he's primarily South African because, of course, his parents, you know, when had traveled to their native town to actually go to learn about their roots, right? Now, of course, Sego is one of the major pop influences, you know, in the African diaspora, in the sense that he's actually a native of African, of Africa actually, but his pop music just has some sort of pop influence. Now, of course, there's no music video to this particular song that you're about to listen to, which is called Only If You Like It. This one is by Sego. The performance already garnered 37,000 views so far, and this is absolutely iconic, really. Sego really has the mind, you know, of an artistic engineer when it comes to Sonic. I like the way that the performance went from all the way out there in the boulevard. It got into the room, and, you know, it really gives me this, like, peaceful rhythmic vibe. You know, like, I'm just, like, you know, chilling and having a great time with music. Let's check it out. It's a great way to round up the conversation here on Soundcheck South Africa. We are moving on to another region in the African continent. Stay tuned.
West Africa or not?
Ooh, ooh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You tonight, girl, I think I might, yeah. Your feet start a fire, bet you fed up and all night, yeah. You look like a drug, baby, you're the drugs I like, yeah. I can feel it taking over me, it feels unlikely. I'm out on my nation, you know I'm just like that. Fuck you so good, you might ask me for your life back. That shit so good, have you begging me to bite that? I'm not cuffing, but I'll tie you up, girl, if you like that. Vampire, if you bite me, you know I bite back. It's like when you're riding me, you know I'm a ride back. Every time I try to leave, you tell me to slide back. I got new tricks up my sleeve, only if you like that, yeah. Only if you like that. Only if you like that. Hold over the boy, I think you like that. It's better if I ask you if you like that. Roll it up and like that.
Go ahead, baby,
go ahead, baby, get naked. Go ahead, baby, I'll be patient. Go ahead, baby, I'll be patient. I've been up all night waiting. Only if you like that. If you like that, only 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 if you like that, yeah.
sound check has got you covered.
Tanzania is where we are at, and this is East Africa, of course. We're kicking off the conversation with a Bongo Flava artist, Harmonize. Now, Harmonize has gone on to, you know, do the song he's titled Sanda Kalawe. And what it means, I will have to share with you guys maybe in the next episode. But I consider this street music, guys. You know, speaking to you right from here all the way to where you're watching from. This is crazy street music. And I feel like this is one of those, you know, trends or subgenre, you know, that exists heavily in East Africa. You know, when I used to pick up songs from East Africa, majorly, you know, they have culture songs, you know. Songs that are not just tailored for your listening pleasure, but songs that are, you know, how do I put it, community, you know, oriented. So it's more like a gang stuff, you know, in East Africa. That's what it is like, you know, it's gang music in East Africa. Let's check out this one, Harmonize, Sanda Kalawe, with 6.2 million streams so far. Mainstreamly, that's crazy, right? When we come back, it is time for me to wrap up soundcheck and of course move on to more quality conversations here on ABS. Don't go anywhere, we'll be right back.
West Africa or not?
This one's a banger.
The boy call me number one. So much money in the bank, man. All them girls, they call me honey. Only your love can turn me to a madman.
Got you covered.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining me here on Soundcheck. It is well time for me to leave. And of course, you know, this conversation's coming through here on ABS Pit Stop, and this conversation's coming on Album Watch, and we got Warm Up with Amsterdam also coming through as well. So stick around. Thank you so much once again for joining me on Soundcheck. I always love to do this, but now we have to take another flight somewhere else in the South African, you know, continent. I don't know what part we're going to, whether it's Nairobi, it's Kenya.
Wait, that looks like, you know, it's, you know, Mozambique. I think I want to go over there.
All right, guys, straight to me from you. It was much love. Thank you for catching all the sounds here. We'll see you in another fortnight where we're bringing quality lineup and playlist of all the best album songs here in the Sub-Saharan African continent. Stay educated. Alright, so welcome to Warm Up with Amso Mota, the platform where we give you, we curate most of the amazing songs that you can work out to. Now, there's a culture of working out to only pop music, and I think that should change moving forward because you can absolutely work out to whatever type of music, you know, your soul is feeling at a particular time, right? And today, I've got for you a song that is blowing my mind. Now, I like the fact that the tempo of this thing is very repetitive. It just keeps going. And so, regardless of the fact that somebody made a miss of the lyrics, which, you know, didn't happen one time, here's a song by Master KG, South Africa's very own Master KG, featuring phenomenal Western, you know, DJ David Guetta and Akon. This is a mashup. This is a literal pina colada. Sonic Pina Colada. We check this one. This is Shine Your Light. And it's of course by Master KG, partnered up with David Guetta featuring Akon. Let's check it out. Let's work out.
Do, 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 do.
Welcome back to Amstel Mota. Warm up with Amstel Mota, actually. And of course, we're checking this next song out. I love how the tempo goes up and down and goes up and down again. I think it's really great for workout, you know. If you're doing anything cardio-oriented, some push-ups. Any other thing that you're working, leg day, hand day, head day, muscle day, tricep day, this is definitely great for that. This one is by Caesar featuring DJ Mafariza. It's titled Bank Certification. We'll check it out. We'll be right back. To wrap up the show, right? And we have to move on to more interesting conversations right here on AVS. We'll be right back.
Hey, have you listened to this? The Culture Vulture, discovering Africa.
An Africa very special.
Talk about your features, are you today? And of course, we are talking about the R&B Master Guru. IU, of course, he's a sensation, actually. You know, R&B, you know, sort of has to be the carving niche and the carving, you know, route for him before anything else. So what you find, you know, when you find him making, you know, other types of music, you know, generally that stems from the fact that his core actually stems from R&B. IU is an iconic, you know, singer, and I feel like he's gonna, you know, go on to pave the way for lots of musical breakthroughs and interventions moving forward. I think this song actually is not just a bearer of like house music, but also it's a carrier and it's a handler of, you know, other types of, you know, genres. So it's different subcultures, you know, meeting into one song. But particularly his vibe is more like chill, you know, music that speaks to your emotions really. And that's why I particularly love this. And the lyrics, the choice of words, fantastic. Wordplay is amazing. Wordplay is amazing, and you know, the sound and the rhythm as well is top notch. Today we're speaking with IU on the AVS Pit Stop, and to round this up, let's check out Hypnotize for a moment. And then after that, we're rounding up and heading on to have conversations with him on AVS Pit Stop, where you guys are gonna find more and, you know, get into his head, find more insight and see what he's about. Thank you so much for joining me here on Culture Vulture. We out with Hypnotize by IU.
Check this out.
The way that you're talking, growing older in the melanin popping, nigga on my Benjamin Button. All of a sudden, call up the bros, tell them that I'm falling in love, yo. Pull the whip out the garage as a pose, yo. Feel like I don't want me a lotto, baby in front row.
And I fight all for it, I make a right all for us. Fight we alive, oh lord, gotta fight all for it. Fights we arise, raise more, bind we a gas rage war. In the 504, I make a right all for us. Fight we alive, oh lord, gotta 504. Fights we arise, raise more, bind we a gas rage war. In the 504.
Hypnotized, goddamn, got me mesmerized. You're tight if you decide. Hold tight if you're indecisive. You can write it, then hypnotize. Goddamn, got me mesmerized. You're tight if you decide.
Body size, girl, tell me what you want, I'm a fighter. You know that I get you anything you like. Girl, don't be shy, just ask me, just ask me. Yeah, I would do anything, yeah, I would do anything. And if I do what it is, I do. Yeah, don't matter what it is, I do. It is, I do.
Starting with AVS Pit Stop, I'm here with none other than the infamous IU.
Infamous?
Yeah, evil.
Ah, come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, you know.
It's IU, by the way.
Malevolent. How do you say that word? Malevolent.
Malevolent.
Malevolent. I'm trying to. The evil one. Malevolent. Oh yeah, that's the one. Can you put a ting sound on this?
Are you trying to say Maleficent?
No, like Maleficent, actually.
That's the movie with Angelina Jolie.
It's coined from malevolent. Because malevolent means evil.
Facts.
Facts. Exactly. Now that's how you kickstart the show. I'm here with IU and we're going to be talking tings. Now, first off, one of my favorite songs from him is Hypnotize. You can argue about that. But let's get into it.
I love Hypnotize. I'm not going to argue.
Right? Right? So how are you feeling to start with?
Are you feeling generous?
Generally, mm-hmm. I'm feeling blessed, actually. You probably don't know this, but I don't live in Lagos, but I've been here for a couple of weeks now, and unlike my other trips to Lagos, this has been very blessed. So,
amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, I could say that, you know, it is good stuff right here. So, yeah, of course, moving forward from that, you have a bunch of songs. Now, we're speaking about fleets of songs that you have. Some of them have gone mainstream, right? You know, you're putting your songs now. Exactly. So, you know, let's talk about the mainstream career now. Where do you see yourself evolving in the next few mainstream years, you know, in terms of visualization, you know, where do you see your career? So I know that, you know, normally you have a plan, you know, there's PR and all of those things, but, you know, the music space is opening up to the entire world right now. And then if you're going to have like a career in it, you need to have like some sort of positioning. So how's that coming for you?
You know, interestingly enough, I was on my Instagram live last night talking about this, and I just feel so blessed, man, because everything is happening so organically for me. Like you said, the listeners, the people peaking interest, the industry heads are reaching out. So honestly, I think I was having another conversation as well, which ties into this, and this person basically told me other people create hype, and I'm blessed to be able to create music that creates hype. So I
put this on a t-shirt.
I don't see it going anywhere but like up. I think I'm going to win a Grammy. I think I'm going to make everyone who believes in me proud. So, I just see it.
Like, you know, this clip is also going to be cut out when he wins the Grammys.
Actually. Amen. Like, amen.
That's it. It's just going to tie it up. Yeah. So now, of course, I mean, that's amazing. What we also spoke about, the type of music that you do. You mentioned that, you know, there's a spectrum of Afrobeat. Afrobeat represents a spectrum, and inside it, the tiny pieces, you know, fragments of genres of music, subgenres that exist. What would you say you can classify that, or would you just say that you are free spirited when it comes to, you know, creating sounds?
So what I would, and I hope you can understand me. I hope everyone can understand me. So the thing is, especially because there's Burna Boy is someone I really love and look up to. There's a way he describes his music that makes perfect sense. He says it's like a pizza, right?
Right.
And I think Afrobeat is the, you know, bass, and like whatever other genre he throws on it is, you know, the spice he adds to it. So that's the fusion. You know, pickles, that might be R&B, might be pop.
Oh, so you didn't mean like in a slice?
I meant like the whole,
the entire thing.
It's so Afrobeat, and then whatever you throw in it is like
the pepperonis could be like, you know, your type of sound.
Exactly. So for me, the base of my music at the end of the day is R&B.
Great.
Right?
R&B.
It's melodies.
So
it's,
I understand. This is like the core. This is your core.
So whatever else
comes
you hear
from that, stems from that.
Gao, regardless of how bouncy Gao is, there is
still R&B.
Exactly. Hypnotize is the most R&B
song
but then
ever. I mean,
it still has
still has that jive to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I understand it. I understand what you're talking about. Alright, in terms of like influences, like I spoke earlier.
R&B pop.
Yeah, I mean R&B pop.
There's a space for everything in the world. And that's one thing I'm so blessed. Like, I'm blessed to be in this time in Nigeria and Africa, because we finally started to see that there are different spaces and everyone can do different things. Obviously, we still have a long way to go.
Alright.
In terms of R&B, it has just evolved. It's not the old school, you know, take your shirt off in the rain and like.
But what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, we should. I'm going to bring that back one day. You're going to see me like doing the whole 360, you know.
Let's move on. All right.
Another interesting thing you should know is music is my, I call music my last chance of being happy, because I thought I was going to play sports.
It's like rehab?
No rehab, bro. Focus. I thought I was going to play sports. You know, I thought I was going to be the next LeBron James or Michael Jordan and whatnot. So my formative music years were a lot of mainstream music, because it was a lot of things I didn't really pay attention to. It was a lot of things my siblings would play. It was a lot of things my siblings would write and record, because I have two older siblings who started doing music before I did. Wangi started making music with bro.
I feel like y'all did everything.
She's my older sister. Bro, she's ridiculous, incredible. But anyway, so it was a lot of, you know, the Westlife, Celine Dion, Lauryn Hill, you know, Plantation Boys, Style Plus,
And that's all.
Tupac, Biggie, it was everything. But that's what I'm trying to say. I wasn't paying attention to it, but I was taking it in.
So it was subliminal, sort of.
That's why my music is so.
So,
because there's a bit of everything.
Every single piece from different places.
Exactly. I subconsciously
place at any time.
Precisely.
Great.
That's the blessing, actually. That's the blessing. The blessing is knowing when and when not to. You know, because I mean, everyone listens to music. You know melodies, da da da. But knowing when to use the right type of melody, knowing when to bring in the right type of vibe. Because I do a lot of like nostalgic music.
Yeah,
as
music.
Well,
so. Like, you know, throws you way back for a bit. Yeah. You know? And I think that's the kind of music that we're all here for here in AVS. And of course, we're also here for it on AVS Pit Stop. If you want to know more about Ayu, you can find him on our socials. Actually, we are going to put a clip of him to follow on the conversation. But of course, you can tell them where to find you.
All my socials are Ayu, that's AY2Us. I wish they could be dotted. But anyway, that's AY2Us underscore Safi, S-A-F-I, on Instagram, Twitter, and like, follow me on Spotify, listen to me on Apple Music. Yeah. That's very important.
So like, where are we getting anything soon?
Ooh. Oh my God. So the next thing I'm going to put out will transcend me as an artist, will transcend music.
You heard it here
by the grace of God. By the grace of God. It's all by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you ready for some, you know, fast-paced question? They might not be fast-paced, actually. It's depending on how these guys answer. You want it to be fast, but you're really good.
All right.
So
all right.
Light or dark? Like, would you like the lights off?
Dark.
Dark. Afrobeat is one of the biggest experts, musical experts here in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Where do you see it going 10, 5 decades from now?
I think the best answer for that question is the present, because where do you think we were going to be 5-10 years ago?
Did you ever visualize that? Did you ever think that we would get here? Like, where, you know, people will understand your type of beat and, you know, the rest of the artists that are doing amazing stuff right now. Did you ever think that this was going to be the conversation?
I don't want to be, I pray no one interprets this as me being cocky or anything,
right,
but
great.
I didn't believe it until we started putting out music in 2016, 15, SoundCloud. I saw it through, you know, the likes of myself, you know, Santi, Jay Donnie, all of those people, you know. And then also people like Mr. Easy, Wiz, and Burna. Burna is his own. I don't even talk about Burna, because Burna is Odobu. He's a giant. He's been doing this piece. But like, the acceptance and kind of like, you know, the willingness to collaborate, I feel like people started to see the bigger picture from that moment, 2016, 2017, you know, so that's when I,
almost,
but before that,
like an epiphany. It is great chatting with you. Are you?
Me
and
too,
of course,
Regina.
You know, there's more time for us to chat again, because of course, when you win your Grammy, you'll be here. You're just holding it. It's like eating some waffles.
No, actually, you guys might have to pull up to my mansion, because you know what I'm saying.
You know what? So you know what? We'll come to your mansion. You know?
Giving you an invite.
Yeah,
you know.
We can't say no. You're a Grammy winner. We're coming.
Amen. I love this energy.
Find a chopper. We'll do it in the air. Yeah. Then that's it. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Wrapping up things here on AVS Pit Stop. But there's more conversations coming here on Africa. Very special. Stick around. The buzz is still up. And of course, the energy is still fluid. We'll be right back.
If it's on the watch list, then you should be listening. Album Watch, handpicked by us for you.
Another banger.
All in love with plenty women. Very special.
Alright guys, welcome to Album Watch. This is where we review some albums, actually not just any album, but perspective-oriented albums. Today we're spotlighting Darko. Now Darko is a Nigerian-born and South London-raised artist, and she is bending stereotypes. And I'm picking this particular album today because I think it is a, how do I put it? It's a representation of what's going to happen with, you know, phenomenal music moving forward, especially here in Africa. I like the fact that already her sexuality has created some sort of controversial conversation, because we really don't know what kind of, you know, artist she is. you know, whether she's this, whether she's that. Sometimes she poses to be as a girl, and you know, other times you don't even know, you know, because she's just wearing, you know, a normal casual t-shirt. And I feel like, you know, Darko, the person that was signosuring today, happens to be a major representation for a lot of women who want to do music in this sort of way or manner or form, but really can't. And she's out here bending the stereotypes, you know, obliterating the culture and showing everyone truly that you can be anything and still make music. And from the fact that she can actually rap and sing, we're checking two singles from her album. And she's put this one in the feature with Blanco. This one is titled She Likes, from her album Two in One. You go on there, we'll check it out. And when we come back, it is still Album Watch. And we're gonna check out another song by Darko. We'll be right back.
Drop it. Album Watch.
Smooth, clean cut. You know the money train don't stop me. We young and we still get the shoes dropped.
Scratch next to him.
So what you follow me like and she start looking at club down 106.
Says she like F-boy trappers, real life gangsters. Got it ringing on my phone. She got a thing for a rapper, big time hustler. Cause the money comes so long. You just wanna feel it from afar. Tell me if you wanna give it up. I'm just tryna top and run it up. Maybe there's something in from above. You know I got it. If you want it more.
Freedom is a must, damn. That one is the reason that I'm cuffed, jam. Washing off the sugar, need a dustpan. Flying out the hole in like the Dutchman. She want a six-figure nigga, so I'm creeping it. Here off the backboard, then I'm stealing it. Love you like a gangster, Riven Baxter. I can see the future, you're my Cleopatra. Bros hiding from the jets like I had my Snapchat. I ain't Marcelo, but I run and track back. Preying off the pretty, then I strike Aspas. Think I'm gonna go sighting like Casper. City girl, she just wanna snap some interiors. I'm a city boy till I'm serious. They ain't making sense, they're delirious. Toxic.
Says she like F-boy trappers, real life gangsters. Got a ringing on my phone. She got a thing for a rapper, big time hustler. Cause the money comes so long. You just wanna feel it from afar. Tell me if you wanna give it up. I'm just tryna tap and run it up. Maybe there's something there from above. You know I got it. If you want it more. She like F-boy trappers, real life gangsters. Got a ringing on my phone. She got a thing for a thing for a big time hustler. Cause the money comes so long.
Album Watch.
Bringing it back with a single by Darko is Pick Up. Pick Up came out 4 months ago and it's gone at 1.2 million streams so far. Darko is such a huge deal and this one is also part of the 2-in-1, you know, album. This is one of those many singles that, you know, she put a visual out for. I feel like you can't, you know, you can't hate on her. Sonically, she's good. I understand, you know, the command tone, you know, remarkable command tone as well. It almost seems like, you know, there's a call to action every time you're listening to her. Pretty smooth, breezy breezy, and almost like a cocktail, you know, because a bit of everything is inside, you know, her music. There's a single. I like how she started with features, to be honest. You know, features can really get you some sort of buzz. But this one is a single from her 2-in-1 album. And of course, we'll check it out when we come back. It's time for us to wrap up the spin here on Album Watch till we see you in another fortnight where we will be putting the highlights with another album here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Album Watch.
ATG music.
When I call you, don't pick up. You don't answer, put me on this call. When I call you, let's link up. You don't answer, tell me what.
Cause you know I'm falling, 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 baby. Cause you know I'm falling, 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 baby. Yeah. Why you calling me your friend? True, say I wanna make amends. I just want you back, baby, baby. I don't want this to end. Reminiscing when I saw you at the party, looking so naughty. I couldn't believe my eyes. Reminiscing when you touching my body, grabbing my body, calling out my name all night.
Cause we just more than friends, more than sex, more than this thing. Cause we just more than texts, more than flesh. You drive me crazy. Yeah.
When I call you, don't pick up. You don't answer, put me on the scope. When I call you, let's link up. You don't answer, tell me what.
Cause you know I'm falling, 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 baby. Cause you know I'm falling, 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 baby.
When I call you,
you don't answer,
tell me what.
You don't answer, tell me what you want. When I call you,
you don't answer, tell me what.
Scratch mixed it.
Album Watch.
Thank you from the musical segment that reviewed Summer Between Beauty and Magic, the Joe Boy, the critically acclaimed Joe Boy album. We brought to you 2-in-1 by Darko, and I hope you enjoyed it. There's two singles from the song, from the album, I think really stand out, and you can also, you know, go check it out as well. She's available on Spotify, Apple Music, and all the other mainstream, you know, streaming platforms. And of course, you can find me at Rashida from Accounting, just in case you already need to toot at me some album you'd like for me to review. Or if you think there's one that's really good and really slaps, you can also tag us at This Is Pop Central on Instagram. On that note, it's time for me to say my goodbye here on Album Watch. I'll see you another time. Bye.
We have looked around, and here's what we found. It's Africa, very special freshman, discovering new African sounds, impressive tracks, impressive delivery. Ivy is freshman.
Rising up from the pyre of ashes actually is S-God. And S-God is an amazing free thinker and free-spirited singer. Now, she doesn't want to be boxed by a label. That's why she mostly produces electronic dance music. S-God has been on the rise for a long time now. And when I first, you know, found her music, I think it was an EP on SoundCloud. And that's the first time ever that I came in contact with S-God. She's such a fiery, you know, tendency to, you know, talk her shit on, you know, every bar that she's spitting. I love how unapologetic she is about her body, about her lifestyle, and about her choices and taste in rhythm and tunes. She has a song called Pop Shit, and she features some Madina. I love the song. If you know, if the Gen Zs right now, you know, were giving a landscape to express themselves, I feel like this is definitely you know, one of the blueprints, you know, in terms of visuals. This is very, very Gen Z like. I love the forward thinking you know, aspect of the video. S-God, in the real sense, is actually a pop shit material. So let's check this one out on AVS Freshman. Now, to kickstart the conversation, yeah, before we even move on to the video, I just want to let you guys know that AVS Freshman is a platform where we actually find out and discover, you know, most of these artists. So not necessarily has-beens, you know, people who are climbing up the ladder and they're doing it really quickly. Let's check out Pop Shit by S-God, and of course featuring Somadina, with over 1.2k streams so far on our YouTube platform. We'll be right back. So AVS Freshman, keeping it 100.
We have looked around, and here's what we found.
Running from my town, niggas up and giddy, packing like it's raining in Shy Town.
I can't wait to pop shit. Can't wait to pop shit. I can't wait to pop shit. Can't wait to pop shit. I can't wait to pop shit. Can't wait to pop shit. I can't wait to pop shit. Can't wait to pop shit. I can't wait to pop shit. Can't wait to pop shit. I can't wait to pop shit. Can't wait to pop shit. I can't wait to pop shit. Can't wait to pop shit. I can't wait to pop shit. Can't wait to pop shit.
signing out and we're signing things off in a very calm note. We'll see you guys in another fortnight with more quality conversations. Don't forget to share with me your pics as well at This Is Pop Central on Instagram. Just send a DM or say something to me at Rashina from Accounting.